So let's say that, we are now in a moment of sanity, a holy instant. Right? In the holy instant, what happens is that we choose the Holy Spirit, which now we have now chosen light. Let me put the word light here. All right, and I'm running out of room in the wrong one, but I'll put the word darkness in there, okay? All right, so these are symbols. Darkness is a symbol of sin and guilt and fear, of the absence of God, and light is a symbol of, the reflection of God. All right, the light of Christ that shines in our mind, that the Holy Spirit is the, symbol of. When we choose as one son to be in our right minds and to be with the light, it's as if little cracks appear in this wall that, heretofore had separated the right from the wrong mind. When we all, in the real world and we've totally let go of any identification with the ego, then this whole wall disappears. The mind is flooded with light. Because it's now the reflected presence of the love of God. And if there's only light, there obviously is no darkness. The purpose of the light was simply to correct the darkness. Then the light is no longer needed. The darkness disappears. The light disappears. There's nothing to choose between. The decision maker disappears. And then, as the Course says, God reaches down and lifts us back unto himself. And we're right back where we started from and the place from which we never left. All right, but we're not quite at that point yet. All right? So where we are now is that we go to the right mind. And so for the, and again, this is only a set of symbols. This is just a way of trying to, kind of make the point. All right, they're like little chinks in the ego's armor, right, and they're little cracks in the wall. Right, and light begins to shine through the son's mind. Right? Now all this occurs only on the level of the mind, and the mind is nonspecific. You don't have bodies, you don't have forms. No, so we use the word, the Course uses abstract. Right? And so now there is light that's in the mind. We've already learned that whatever is in the mind must be, projected out. There's a line early in the text that says, all thinking produces form on some level. Whatever is in the mind must be projected or extended out. If it comes from the ego's guilt and darkness, we use the word projection. And then we end up with a world of guilt and darkness and pain and fear and suffering and death. All right. If the source is the light of the Holy Spirit and then that gets extended out, that's the word that we use, then we, we're talking about an experience here where there is no separation, there's no judgment, and there's only peace. All right. Now, what the mind does of, the Son is that it takes what is abstract and nonspecific, and since the Son of God is now in a body, right, the mind translates the nonspecific experience of light into some form it can accept and recognize. Right? I think an excellent analogy of that, in terms of how that works, it has to do with, the basic physiology of the eye. Right. Many of you may, remember from your high school biology or college biology, if you studied perception and the eye, that the eye literally perceives the world upside down. Literally perceives the world upside down. Right. That, the light from the various objects that we perceive in front of us as they pass through the eye cross. So what was left is now right, what was up is now down. And the image that's cast in the back of the retina is, upside down, literally. Right. In fact, there's a, couple of places in the text where, Jesus, in the Course, where Jesus plays around with that. How our perception is literally upside down. Not just in terms because we see separation instead of oneness and we see hate instead of love. It's upside down literally because we, the image on our retina is upside down. Right. That's a perceptual fact. Right. Very, very early in our life, our brain corrects that. So our experience of what our eye sees is right side up, even though the image that's, cast on our eye is upside down. But our brain automatically translates it into a right side up perception. And it's happened such an early age and it's so unconscious that nobody knows, about it. We don't think about this. And it becomes so much a part of us that, we literally believe unless a scientist tells us otherwise, we literally believe that we see the world the way we see it, which again is not the case. Right. Well, likewise, the mind translates what it does not understand, an abstract, non-specific experience of love and of light, into a form that we can accept and understand, a form that represents the light, a form, by definition, that is specific. It's a specific expression of the non-specific light. Right? So to make things very simple, and hopefully not simple-minded, but very simple, right? What we think of as 2,000 years ago, right? Outside of time and space, the Son of God chose the light, chose the Holy Spirit, recognized there was something very wrong with what was going on in the mind, that the ego had lied, and went to the Holy Spirit, and then these little chinks began to appear. Right? And so now light came into the Son's mind that automatically got translated into a specific form. Right? And the world has called that specific form Jesus. Right? This is not the first time it's happened, not the last time it's happened, but again, we're just confining our discussion to him. Right? The issue of where he was born, when he was born, if he was born, how he was born, you know, whether his mother and father were sinful or not, is totally irrelevant. It misses the whole point. It has nothing to do with anything. All that matters is that he is the expression in form of a decision that we made as a collective son to allow light in our minds. And then, voila, there's Jesus. Right? In a form we could accept and recognize. He's in a body. And then he is on this earth, and he is the shining replication, if you will, of the love of God in form. He said this resplendent figure that can only radiate love, because that's all he is. He is the embodiment in form, right, the reflection, actually, it's a better word, of the light and the love that's in our right mind that we have chosen.